So this is another episode with a conversation between myself, Lady in a Tree, Lana, and my homegirl, Erica. In this episode, we're diving into a little bit of the workings of manifestations and that being tied to relationships and how they come about and how to really win and get what you want out of a relationship and get what you need out of a relationship. And then we dive into a second topic, which is more so about the lower higher self and what happens when our higher self triggers other people's higher selves when they are resistant. And so that's what you're going to hear in this episode. I can't wait for you to listen to it. Leave a review and make sure you subscribe. Let's get into it. But right now, I'm not worried about whenever it's coming. And those are when the relationships pop up. When we're sitting here like, I want a relationship. It doesn't come, right? And you're like, I'm just focusing on myself. Next thing you know, you're in a relationship. That happens because you're not focusing. You're not thinking on it. But then once you get that relationship, you got to constantly think about, at that point, you have to constantly think about what it is that you want to attract, and develop from being in this relationship. Now, that's the time that you do actually have to consciously think. Because if you don't put intentions, because now you're joining with another person, if you don't put intentions on that relationship, and they have intentions on the relationship, you will be sitting there ending up wondering, how did you get here? You'll say, I'm just trying to figure out how I got here. I'm trying to figure out how this happened. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Well, that's because you said, all right, let's hop in the car. No, you need to hop on a bike with two sets of pedals and go somewhere. The relationships don't work as you just hop in the car. A relationship is a bicycle with two sets of pedals. Y'all are both trying to get to the same place, putting in the same effort, and you're doing your own work. And that's why I said it's a bicycle with two pedals. You're doing your own work to get to the same destination. You're not letting someone else do the work. That's why there has to be two pedals. You're doing your own work, so you're working yourself as they're working their self, and y'all are heading the same direction.
Mm-hmm. Even though, yes, two people are pedaling, but sometimes one is stronger than the other at different points in the relationship.
Exactly.
So one time, so at certain different points, one person's picking up more of the weight than the other. Because even with a two-pedal bike, one person can do more of the work than the other. So yes, it's ebb and flow, because it's not always going to be like, one clear path. It's just different points, you're going to need different things, and so you have to draw on. Yeah.
That's beautiful. It's beautiful that you interpreted that from there. And see, that's why I need somebody listening to me sometimes so they can repeat back to what I say, because, you know, everyone's mind is different. And you might be able to hear exactly what I said and hear something completely different. And it can add to what I say. And then it's like what we say. Because you're right. The person is doing the equal work where, okay, if you can't handle it, I got your back.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep pushing. And it's like, all right, we're both going. And then if I need to be the stronger one, then I got you. And it's like, or at this point, it's like, or I know this route better so I can lead you.
Yeah.
But we're still going the same rate. We're still going the same place. And that's beautiful. But a lot of people had this misconception that a relationship is supposed to be like a car. And one of you are driving and the other person is driving. And then one of you is driving and the other one, you're relaxing. You're not relaxing, really. It's active work together.
Yeah.
And that's the part where I say, like, that's how you manifest the relationship that you want. There's, okay, you let it go to get it. But then once you get it, you do have to work. And that's the difference. People think they get in a relationship and then they're done. No, because now you're starting a new life with another person. And the reason that you're doing the work with this person is so that by the time that y'all come together and create, it's y'all have already done enough work together where you can create simultaneously something harmonic.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, we've already been working together and we already know how to work together. You don't get together, have a bunch of chaos, try to understand each other, don't really understand each other working, and you just try to stay along and you're like, but I love you, so we're gonna stick. And right. Then
you create life. And at that point, then you start trying to figure out how you work things together. No. And that's why people end up in such chaos with when they end up with children and they end up having children in divorce. Well, if you didn't realize that this person at this point, this is where they gotta tap out. This is when they need a little help. If you didn't know that before this life was created, you're not gonna know how to deal with it. Because now you're dealing with three lives instead of just two.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't know when this person needs a break. You don't know when you need a break. You don't know when this person needs help. You don't know when you need help. You don't know when this person needs encouragement or when you need encouragement. Well, how are you expecting to bring a whole nother person into this situation?
Right.
If you don't even understand yourself, if this person doesn't understand themselves, and together you guys don't understand each other, that's a hot mess. Tragic.
No foundation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Beautiful. So many profound messages come through this temple because I allow it to. I allow it to. If I can just sit and just open my mouth and allow myself to say what I say, okay? There was a time where I allowed other people to influence the level of importance or what length of me speaking was too much or too little. And I was taking that insight from people who had no internal connection. So they wouldn't know what's too much or what's too little or what's profound and what's not profound. And they wouldn't know what they're listening to. And I was literally being this vessel that was in an unsafe environment, a very fragile environment that this vessel could have just completely exploded in or just completely evaporated in, because your environment is very important. If I used to allow people to think that my words had no value and that I was talking too much. Of course, if you're saying something that makes a person think that they have to change the way that they think or the way that they are or who they are,
mm-hmm.
they're going to say you're talking too much, or they're going to say that you're talking, what you're saying is crazy, or they're going to say what you're saying has no value so that you can stop saying it. And what they're trying to do is stop you from not just calling them out, but calling up that side of themselves that they're not ready to deal with yet. They're not ready to deal with their higher self, or they're not ready to deal with their inner child, or they're not ready to deal with the fact that they are the reason that they are where they are and they are who they are. And so because of that, they'll make you doubt yourself. They'll try to control you. They'll try to tell you what you can and can't do. They'll try to tell you where you can and can't be. They'll try to tell you who you can and cannot be and what you have the potential to or not to be. Well, how are you going to tell somebody who they have the potential to be or not to be when they have never lived up or touched their potential? They can't tell you. They can't talk to you. Why? Because they ignore that part of themselves. So people who are controlling are just people with extreme fear. And they're like, I like this here, therefore I want to stay here. And everything needs to be just like this. Well, the only thing that's constant in life is change. So those people who don't like change, those people who are controlling, they're the most uncomfortable people in life.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because I was just paying attention when I was on the plane after all that stuff was going on. I noticed the past 3 years of my life, the most pivotal years of my life in general, I was living with people that claimed they had OCD. But as I observed them, I realized that they really just had issues with change and control. And the more free I became, the more I disturbed their inner peace. And the more I evolved, the more I disturbed them. What you do by walking in your light, if it makes people that uncomfortable, know that it's not something wrong. Know that it is something right. You are supposed to be uncomfortable. If you are comfortable, you're stagnant. I mean, if you're comfortable, you're stagnant. And you're probably feeling internally uncomfortable. But you're not acknowledging it. You're denying it and suppressing it so that you can be able to, okay, let me wake up and go to work. Let me come back and cook my food. Let me be around these people. Let me do... Those people felt so uncomfortable. I realized it. And that's why I started saying I just need to live by myself. The more that I became in tune with myself, the more I changed, the more that I attacked the darkness, the more that I attacked the toxic parts of myself that were holding me back, the parts that were draining me, the more I made these people uncomfortable. The more free that I became, the more uncomfortable I made them. What was making them uncomfortable? It's making them uncomfortable to see the thing that they never lived out to be. It was making them more uncomfortable to watch someone do something that makes them feel uncomfortable. So living through me was making them feel uncomfortable. It didn't have anything to do with me disrupting their environment. I was making shifts and they were feeling it. And I was calling forward that part of themselves that they needed to shift, and that disrupted their internal peace that they were trying to claim that they had by controlling their environment, but they can't control their thoughts. So I was disturbing their peace by being myself, right? Because I'm a frequency, right? So my frequency, if you want to be around me, I'm a shifter. I shake things up. I got that Sekhmet energy. So if I'm around you, I'm going to shake things up. And I normally come in people's lives when they're going through a change, when they're at a fork in the road, and they're having some seesaw action. They can't figure out which side they're leaning on. And when this happens, I call forward. Because of just naturally who I am, I speak to the higher self, right? I can speak to the higher self and call the higher self out of the lower, because it's just your higher and lower self. I can call your higher self out of that lower self and bring it forward. And if you've never experienced that, that can be quite uncomfortable and disturbing, right? And if you, especially if you don't know what it is and you've never embraced it and you've never seen anybody else embrace it, and it can disturb your peace, because it's going to call you to make better decisions. It's going to call you to be a better person. It's going to call you to address the darkness. Right? Because if you're lifting your high, your lower self higher, what's it doing?
You're creating a separation factor.
Yeah, but it's also bringing that darkness. It's also bringing that darkness up. Yeah. If you're calling your lower higher self higher, the lower self has to come forward,
yeah.
Right? And transmute itself,
yeah.
To stay in the higher self. So every single time I was calling those people forward, and it was just my spirit calling them forward. I was never doing it consciously, but my higher self was calling their higher self by my higher self being present. And because of that, they said, oh, she gotta go. And she's done nothing wrong, but she's disturbing my internal peace, so she gotta go.
You see, I see that. I have a perfect example of seeing this play out on many occasions, just being working where I work,
mm-hmm.
with both myself and Oz. So that makes more sense as to why like Bill introduced me the way he does.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just even my spirit. I don't have to say anything, because all the time I'm wondering what the hell ostracize me when he does.
Yeah.
But it's just my energy. So even with Oz now, because I had been working with him a lot more before to like for self-development purposes, right?
Yeah.
And so at one point Oz was really frustrated because he's like, Billion sit here giving me talks about stuff that I'm not even like doing anymore. It's old stuff, and I told him that's because he doesn't want to see you grow. He wants you to stay where you were and bring up old things so you stay stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're elevating,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to see it because then he knows you're going to evolve out of his like little realm.
Mm-hmm.
Like out of space, and you likely will be gone. So he's going to keep you down here. And even the stuff that he's been telling me, that he's been mentioning to him, like the stuff Oz has been telling me, Billion's been mentioning to him recently, I'm just like, okay, now it's clicking that that's what he's doing again, because I stopped thinking about it because I'm trying to think about him so much.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's even why he's even telling me certain things. He wants me to conform.
Well, don't try to stop. Sorry to interrupt, but don't try to stop thinking about him.
Right.
change the way that you're thinking about him. You're going to think about him regardless because he's in your realm. So just shift the way that you think about him. The problem is most times we try to like stop it. Don't stop it. Just shift it. When you shift it, it stops.
That makes sense. Okay. Yeah. It's crazy. Okay. So I really disrupt his spirit because I'm really just like this. Like if I'm really just being me, I'm really just this free, lighthearted person.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like.
It makes you beat yourself up when you're trying to figure out what have you done wrong, when all you're trying to do is do right, when all you're trying to do is work on yourself. It makes you really try to figure out what you're doing wrong, and you're not doing anything wrong. If you're observing the people around you and you're seeing that they're kind of jacked up and you're seeing that you're walking around this light, people hate what they are not, right? Those jealous people, right? Jealous people, what do they hate you for?
They don't have.
Exactly. So it's the same thing. You got to get that evil eye and keep it on you. You gotta get that evil eye, and you gotta get you some. I forgot what they're called. Sigils, and keep them around you. I was even thinking about getting a sigil tattooed on me.
I heard of them.
Sigils are like when you take the word, and then you take the letters and you shape them into like a form, or like you shape them into a picture. But you kind of just use like your intuition and your spirit guides in order to do it, your ancestors, and to shape into a form. So, like, you've seen me make one for Return to Sender, or Envy, Jealousy, and stuff like that. You've seen me make some before, or, like, Forgiveness. So you would take the word, the letters in Forgiveness, and then you would put it into, like, you would make art out of it. You would really make art out of it.
Oh, so it's a really creative, very individualistic thing?
You can do it for yourself, or there's people who just create some, and then you can just take it. But, you know, you can just bring it in. But really, all this is when you're pure like you are, because I was even talking to Blue and he was like, yeah, she's pure.
Me?
Yeah, he was saying you're pure. So he was like, yeah, she's pure. And he was like, when you're pure like that, okay, how many people hated Jesus? If we talk about the story of Jesus, right? Okay, how many people hated Jesus? Was Jesus a bad person?
Not from what we can tell.
Okay, so based off of that story, right, Jesus wasn't a bad person. So why do people hate him?
Sure.
Because you're being this person that they have a hard ass time being. And you're able to be that person. And they wish they could. Just like I was trying to figure out why I was having such a hard time at my job. It's time for me to go. Why? Because I kept remaining in my peace. And he didn't like that I was remaining in my peace. When he was saying all that slick stuff to me, I was ignoring him at first. Until I got into a point where I was having a really hard time. And I was PMSing. And he caught me the wrong day. And I exploded. And then the second time it in, I was having a hard time. He caught me in a PMS and I exploded. But what was that? That was me not being in tune with myself and maintaining my peace, not allowing outside sources to seep in, because of course a ship can't sink unless it got holes and the water gets in.
So that's it for this episode. Make sure you hit the subscribe button so you can always get an alert for when a new episode is posted. And if you like it, you can always leave a review. You can also leave an audio review, so you don't have to type only. And make sure that you go ahead over to the social media platforms and follow us as well. This is Keeping Up with Lana. There's no G and there's no H. Can't wait to see you on the next episode. Peace, love, and light, family.